Look, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you guys are listening to this podcast. It's Saturday afternoon here in central Pennsylvania. Usually, Saturdays are the busiest or best day of the week, depending on your car dealership, for being able to bring people onto the lot. I'm going to give you a quick strategy. I've shared this with you a number of different ways to be able to go out and get and generate some sales right now, effective almost immediately. But if you're a little bit slow right now, it's like 1:30 in the afternoon, my time, Eastern Standard Time. If you are a little bit slow and you've got like 4 or 5 hours left on the dealership, or you're open till 6 or 7, if you go out right now, take your cell phone, stop listening to me, go out and take a couple 10, 15, 20 second live videos of 10 of your oldest vehicles on the lot and post those up individually onto your Facebook Facebook channel. And if you don't have a Facebook channel, I don't know what you're doing and why you're not doing it. You should be doing it and getting that stuff out there effective immediately. And then what I would do, when you upload that Facebook live video feed of the 10, 15, 20 second demo of each one of those 10 vehicles that I'm telling you about, I would go in, then download. There's like Facebook downloader, FB download. There's a Chrome extension if you're using Google Chrome that you can download Facebook videos, and then take that Facebook video and then upload it to your YouTube channel. And why would you want to do that? First off, if you don't have a YouTube channel for your dealerships, shame on you. You should already have that. So I would then, if you don't already, create a YouTube channel around your dealership and then upload your Facebook videos into your YouTube channel. I'm currently doing that with one of the dealerships that I have right now. YouTube, if you don't already know, is owned by Google. And it's actually the second largest search engine in the world, believe it or not. People will go on there on YouTube looking for a virtual test drive. They'll go on there looking for information about the specific vehicles. So if you have a 2016 Toyota Corolla, or if you have a 2019 Suburban, whatever it is that you have, when you're doing those videos, when you upload that, you're also giving yourself some search engine love besides the YouTube love when people are going on there. And over time, when you start creating these videos, you're going to create a video library that people will go in and look at. You know, give them some ideas about the vehicle. Give them the mileage. Give them what they can expect, you know, from a repair-wise. Give them ideas of what they can expect from a resale value-wise. What the best, you know, practices for the vehicle are. You know, if it's brand new, what you should do to break in the car. For the first 500 miles, you want to do this. You know, how often you should change the oil. You know, all those components around the vehicle, if you can just do that over a 1-2 minute video onto your YouTube channel and your Facebook channel and add value. Don't just go out there and pitch your dealership. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry does that. Now, I was listening to Gary Vaynerchuk the other day, and if you don't listen to him, look, he has a very, very bright idea in terms of the noise that's out there and a great presence of understanding creating content so that you're not asking for something. You're giving first. It's the law of reciprocity. When you give and give and give without expectation, people are going to be coming to you as the knowledgeable force and understanding that you're providing value. And over time, when you consistently provide value, they're going to go to you. This is not a short-term strategy. What I'm suggesting earlier about the Facebook videos and the YouTube videos can be short-term gain, but the idea is the long-term play. And the more of that that you're providing to the marketplace, the more that you're going to be seen as the leader in the industry. So hopefully this quick 5-minute little nugget will get you motivated so that if you haven't already, create your Facebook page. And if you, when you create your Facebook page, create Facebook Live videos. After that, you want to create your YouTube channel if you haven't already, and then upload your Facebook videos to your YouTube channel, as well as going in and creating your own YouTube videos around the vehicles that you have in a lot, whether it's new or used. So hopefully you found some value with that. I'll see you guys again soon. Take care.